Recapping results from Tuesday's election, in Alliance, Republicans swept the at-large council seats. Chris Bucera, Philip Mastriani, and Jennifer Kiko were reelected, as was Ed Lonis in Ward 3. In Canton, Democrats retained control of city government. Lou Giavasis won council president, and Bill Smuckler, James Babcock, and Joe Cole captured at-large council seats. In Louisville, Corey Street won the mayor's race, while Tricia McAllister-Adkins and Guy Gadone took at-large council seats. For school boards, Tyler Kinzer, Bill Coe, and Teresa Caserta won in Alliance. Mark Ryan, Kathy Krupko and Karen Humphreys in Marlington, and Brenda Ramsey-Lamoureux, John L. Jancic, and Brian Beatty in Louisville. As for issues that passed, Stark County Developmental Disabilities, the Canton Parks Replacement, Lake Township Fire Renewal, Lexington Township Police and Road Renewals, the Louisville Charter Amendment, and Gas Aggregation Measure, Marlboro Township Police Replacement, Magnolia Current Expenses Renewal, Minerva Senior Citizen Services Renewal, and the Nimishillen Township Road Renewal. Issues that went down to defeat, Canton Local Schools Renewal, Louisville Schools Renewal, and the Paris Township Road Additional. Meanwhile, voters in Sebring approved all local tax and charter issues on their ballots. Residents renewed 2 3-mill levies, one for the fire department and another for the park system. Voters also passed 2 charter changes, one revising the Parks and Recreation Board and another eliminating the Civil Service Commission, which passed by just 1 vote. In Beloit, voters renewed a 5-mill levy for village expenses and a 1.5-mill levy for the park system. Voters in the West Branch School District elected 4 new members to the Board of Education Tuesday with no incumbents on the ballot. Debbie Helm defeated Svetlana Heron to fill an unexpired term ending in 2027. For the 3 full terms, Peggy Shaver led the field, followed by Penny DeShields and Tanya Dean, who narrowly beat Samuel Jennings. The shakeup came after 3 incumbents were removed from the ballot or withdrew from the race ahead of the election. The Columbiana County Sheriff is asking for the public's help in an animal abuse case involving 4 dead horses found at Pure Gold Stables in Salem Township October 26th. Sheriff Brian McLaughlin says investigators have executed search warrants, conducted interviews, and sent the horses' remains for forensic testing to determine how they died. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sheriff's Detective Bureau at 330-424-7255. Officials say all remaining live horses have been removed from the property. A Columbiana County grand jury will hear the case against a Pennsylvania doctor. Agents with them Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force apprehended 50-year-old Robert Zeewee of Erie during an undercover sting in the Youngstown area October 10th. Zeewee allegedly agreed to pay for sex with a fictitious underage girl and her mother. He faces felony charges of compelling prostitution and possession of criminal tools, as well as a misdemeanor count of engaging in prostitution. The case was bound over Monday after he waived his right to a preliminary hearing. A new mayor will take over in Youngstown. Derek McDowell defeated 2-term Democrat incumbent Jamail Tito Brown. It was McDowell's first attempt at elected office. The margin was 55-45%. McDowell ran as an independent. Jay Williams was elected mayor as an independent in 2005. Brown was first elected in 2017. Anita Davis was elected council president. She takes over for Tom Hetrick, who chose not to run for re-election. Davis defeated Rich Yasek by 71-29%. A new mayor will take over in Youngstown. Derek McDowell defeated 2-term Democrat incumbent Jamail Tito Brown. It was McDowell's first attempt at elected office. The margin was 55-45%. McDowell ran as an independent. Jay Williams was elected mayor as an independent in 2005. Brown was first elected in 2017. Anita Davis was elected council president. She takes over for Tom Hetrick, who chose not to run for re-election. Davis defeated Rich Yasek by 71-29%. The Mahoning County coroner has ruled the death of a 3-year-old Struthers boy as accidental. Investigators say Gianni Jackson died August 15th after shooting himself with his father's gun inside their Spring Street home. The Mahoning County Sheriff's Office took over the case due to a conflict of interest with Struthers Police. Detectives have completed their investigation and turned the case over to the county prosecutor to determine if any charges will be filed. Youngstown police are investigating a stabbing that happened early today on the city's east side. Police were called to Cassius Avenue off McGuffey Road, where they found a man with stab wounds in the basement of a home. The victim was taken to St. Elizabeth Hospital and is listed in stable condition. Police say the stabbing occurred on McGuffey Road. A Mahoning County judge has found the county's former deputy clerk of courts in contempt. Jennifer Ciccone had been ordered to pay plaintiff Carol Lynn Morgan as settlement of a lawsuit over a retainer paid to an attorney before his death. Ciccone was fired as deputy clerk of courts last month. Judge Maureen Sweeney issued an order to pay $4,000 by November 17th, or a warrant will be issued for her arrest. Neither she nor her attorney appeared for a hearing today. A former Youngstown Ursuline High School football player who transferred to Cardinal Mooney will be allowed to play after a Mahoning County magistrate ruled against the Ohio High School Athletic Association. The decision follows a lawsuit filed by the student's family, claiming Ursuline coaches created a toxic environment of bullying and fear. The student transferred in August, weeks before Ursuline canceled its football season. Magistrate Tim Welsh said requiring more documentation of harassment would place an enormous burden on the student and criticized the OHSAA for focusing on its bylaws rather than the unrefuted testimony presented in court. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.